The Park City Rotary Club is organizing the day's events, including their annual fundraiser, the running of the balls on Main Street. Kenneth Hart said before that they kick off with breakfast in the park at 7:30 and the 5K Funky Run.
You know, that's one of those kind of runs where you can come in costume or not and just really have fun and get out and get warmed up for the morning. And then we go miners running the balls, which is the 10:45, and that's on Main Street. And, you know, we had a huge turnout last year. It seems like everybody shows up in the last, like, 15 minutes before that, but it is packed on Main Street. And we let, I think it was over 6,000 golf balls loose on Main Street last year. And we raised, gosh, we gave $30,000 away in our grants program, and we raised over $45,000, and we used the balance for other programs.
Hart added they will be selling balls at this weekend's Vince Gill concert, the Park City Market, and on Main on the morning of the event. Heidi Hewitt talked about the parade kicking off at about 11 a.m.
We have several really good entries this year, lots of locals, our very own Park City High School Marching Band. Very exciting to have them come out. They're champions this year. Lots of political candidates to see and see what their platform might be and see what they have to be funky about, because they do have to be funky to be in the parade. The lineup starts at 10, the parade roughly right after the running of the balls.
Yeah, so running the balls, you know, we run in Park City time, so we never quite started at 10:45, but roughly the parade's at 11.
11.
Total small town parade, so a great time to come out.
Watch for the flyover.
So F-16 or the kind of the ones from Heber City?
I understand it's a biplane. Yeah, I'm not really 100% sure on that one.
Following that is a plethora of events at City Park.
So we have bands and music and food and beer. And this year, Home Depot is going to be out there doing kids crafts games, as well as we've got, like, you know, the potato sack races and three-legged races. And then last year, for the first time, we had a skate jam. So in the skate park, we have pro and amateur level skate competition. And we're doing that again this year. And that will be in the afternoon. And you can register for that through the MARC.
And while Park City's mining heydays become more distant every year, the mucking and drilling competition is still a major event at City Park.
If anybody is not familiar with what that is, we have a huge rock. It's a very large, like 10-ton rock that's out there. And the miners will come out with their drilling equipment and have to drill holes. It's a race, a competition, and they drill into it. And then they have to take all the pieces that have come out of the rock and then move it across the track. And this is mucking and drilling. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's all the more reason why you should come out and watch it, because it's a great way to see what the city was built on.
Okay, so we still have muckers and drillers that can participate, huh?
Yeah, we've had conversations. We were wondering if at some point that would not happen. But, you know, the thing is, people actually travel into Park City to compete in this. So not only do we still have some here, and obviously we still have miners and, you know, the Rio Tinto mines and stuff around, but the thing that I found interesting is people will travel to Park City to compete in the mucking and drilling competition.
Miners Day organizers Kenneth Hart and Heidi Hewitt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.